Well, at the manor, which belonged to the Pagets, and still does as far as I know, lived Dr. Wilson, and he was our local doctor. His bark was worse than his bite. Of course, he used to dispense his own medicines, and he had the surgery and part of the manor, a little alleyway with a little room off. And I can remember going down there, sitting on a box. Well, everybody said there was a skeleton in it, but I don't think there was. But we used to dodge for places so that we didn't have to sit on that. He did sometimes, he had a beard, and he used to ride a bicycle. He used to smoke a cigarette in a long holder. I remember, my mother wasn't very well, and I had to go down some meds, and he said, "Can you find a piece of bacon, girl?" Well, my father didn't believe in children messing about with food, so I said to him, "No." He said, "I expect you can eat it." Well, later on, I became friendly with one of our doctors who's since retired, and he told me a lovely little story about Dr. Wilson. Sometimes he did his rounds on horseback. On horseback,
yes.
And he used to go up to Batterham. You know, we've heard of Batterham, beyond Ellistown. And a boy there, who is now a man, of course, told him this story. He said, he went up one day on his horse, and he said, "Here, boy, come along my horse." Of course, the boy is very thrilled to hold the horse, thinking at least he'd get sixpence. And when Dr. Wilson came out, he put his hand in his pocket and rewarded him with a hazelnut. And I really thought that was lovely. Of course, then there was the rectory, Mr. Flood, and of course Dr. Wilson married one of Mr. Flood's daughters, so everybody more or less is related to everybody else. It was a very small Ipswich, really. It was a very small moving community at the time.